Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We have, as you know, a new police chief, increased morale, many hundreds of more officers, and we have a plan and a strategy in place. That's not to say there aren't threats all the time on members of Congress or on the Capitol, but I feel very strongly that we have made major shifts. What happened last time were an officer's words haunt me forever on the police line said, "Does anyone have a plan? Does anyone have a plan?" And the answer from the leadership back then was no. Now we have clear leadership in place.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you, my friend. Are you ready for Snowmageddon there in D.C.?
Yeah, in fact, the whole city is pretty much shut down with the exception of Congress, where they're going to have the joint session. All the businesses have told everybody to stay home because there is literally so much snow in the
area.
Well,
thank goodness, because it might prevent another assault on the Capitol. Amy Klobuchar is truly worried about that.
That is just so ridiculous. You know, in 2020, the preparations were totally inadequate. Right. Even the president back then, you know, offered to have the National Guard there. And they were turned down by congressional leaders. This time, as usual, they've gone way overboard. There's no threats of any kind. And yet there is now this huge 10-foot fence that they've erected all around the Capitol. It looks like a concentration camp. And they've restricted traffic all around it. Even if there wasn't the snowfall,
yes,
Mark, I would have had problems getting to my office because of that.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I got another bite here from Amy Klobuchar I wanted to play for you. Go to cut number two for us, Ethan, please.
Are any Democrats going to object tomorrow, do you think?
Not that I know of. But, of course, the process allows for these objections. If it happens, they're heard out. The vice president rules on them. But under our new law that we passed, you have to have 20% of the bodies of Congress to support those objections before you can have an extended debate, because that's what was used as a trigger, as you know, last January 6th to slow down the process. And then, of course, ultimately seen by the insurrectionists as a way they could derail the will of the American people.
The insurrectors. So just clear something up for us, Hans, please. She's referring to the fact that they modified the Electoral Count Act, correct?
Right.
That's what she's referring to. So to me, that was an acknowledgement that the people that challenged this election last time were completely within their rights to do so. And to make sure that couldn't happen again, they had to modify the Electoral Count Act, correct?
Yeah, that is right. And it's funny because what Democrats were the ones that really pushed this, and it's now come back to bite them. Because it used to be, under the old act, if one senator and one member of the House together signed an objection to the certification of the votes from a particular state, well, then there had to be a debate about that particular state. They didn't want that happening again. Democrats didn't. So they changed it. Now it takes 20 senators and 87 members of the House to sign an objection before it can even be discussed or debated. So the Democrats, the J6 ones, you know, people like Jamie Raskin and others who say, oh, we don't want to certify it. They basically bit themselves in the foot, and they made it really difficult for them to do anything.
They gutted the power of the American people to object, to raise objections, basically. So, Hans, it's my understanding, do they need a quorum today to certify this election? Because I read that some of the members went home against the advice of the leaders of Congress, because they are in session today and there's a snowstorm coming. Well, is it a possibility they wouldn't have enough votes to certify the vote today?
You know, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I think everybody had the time to get back here. The snow didn't start until around midnight last night.
Okay.
So there's not a single member of the Senate and a single member of the House has any excuse for not being here, because they had all of Sunday to fly back in here.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I heard where Muriel Bowers is all worried about the storm that's about to hit D.C. And thank goodness it wasn't 4 years ago, because I would have been out there knee deep in it. It's true. Thank goodness they had better weather. It was cold on January 6th of 2021, but it wasn't. It didn't have a foot of snow, for sure. Hans, thanks for your time.
This is the worst snowstorm the city's had in many years.
Wow. Wow. Well, good luck with it. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Hans von Spakovsky there from the Heritage Foundation. I would imagine New York's going to get hit with some of this, too. But D.C. is going to get hammered, and the Congress is in session. So hopefully they get some stuff accomplished. They're also talking about ways they can skirt the Democrats in the Senate from holding everything up in Trump's agenda. We're going to talk about that a little bit more coming up as well. We'll get a check of business. We got in other news for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.